Okay. I am sorry about being a little bit late today, but that is, I really ran into some problems today and forgot what time it was, so we are starting now.
If you love America, you're among friends here, conservativenationradio.org.
From the heartland of this great country, at the crossroads, comes the new Wise Conservatism radio show, heard only through conservativenationmedia.com. Your infidel host, Robert Garding, comes to you from West Central Indiana, one of only two states in America who runs their budget in the black. You are listening to hour one of the show, and now, here's your host, Robert Garding.
Okay, like I said, I got myself wrapped up in some other things today, you know, shoveling snow. We've had about 6 inches and doing other things. And I forgot to download my stuff into my studio. So I was in the house doing that, and I suddenly realized that time had come and gone that I should have been here. So here I am. Last Sunday, as I was browsing through the news and the not-so-news of the left, I ran across an article in the Daily Kos. You know, that liberal rag that can't say anything good about anyone unless they completely agree with their take on life. This article that I found was titled, Alert, Article 5 Convention Threat Grows, December 7th, 2013 Assembly. Now, first off, I never thought of a convention about Article 5 of the Constitution as a threat. But the liberal left does, and here's what the article said. I know many of you don't pay much attention to the right-wing noise machine, and when you do, you dismiss what you hear for obvious reasons, like they're generally full of shit. Now, if we said that in print, like something like that in print, folks, the left would come completely, totally unglued. But when they say it, it's okay. This article goes on to say, well, that's all true, but that doesn't mean they're not dangerous. After all, many liberals and progressives laughed at and dismissed Rush Limbaugh and other right-wing talk radio shock jocks as clowns back in the 90s. But look how much influence he has had and how much damage he's done to our civil discourse. These things have a way of flying under the radar until they reach a critical mass, then they explode to cause no end of trouble. And that's why I'm writing today about a growing movement in the far-right circles that sounds like a bunch of crackpots, but could actually pose a serious danger to our democracy. Spurred on by Mark Levin and others, there is a grassroots conservative movement to convene an Article 5 Convention of the States to amend the Constitution by enacting so-called Liberty Amendments could eliminate the popular election of senators, require a balanced federal budget, prohibit the federal government from any activity conducted by the states, including health care, effectively eliminate the Commerce Clause and the General Welfare Clause, enact term limits on judges, and enable the states to overturn judicial decisions, impose nationwide voter ID laws, and enshrine several other far-right hobby horses as Constitution imperatives. Ooh, that's scary, isn't it, folks? I mean, if we institute all that stuff, we might just be a free people. Left can't have that. Now, and this movement has support from people who should know better, like state representatives from Indiana and Georgia. While obviously on the fringe now, these sorts of things have a tendency to become mainstream conservative thought if unchecked. So you see where this is going, my friends. I swear. Says, now, folks, I don't know about you, but I can do better reporting than that, and I don't have to resort to name-calling and calling the other side people who are, you know, I don't have to resort to calling them full of shit. They know they are. So they don't have to have me telling them, and if I do, it doesn't help anyway. I don't have to go to lengths to let you know just how bad they are, like they go to great lengths to tell everyone just how nuts and insane we are. That, my friends, is their only defense against the push for America, because they know they are on the wrong side, but do not want to be on the losing side. It's sad that a whole segment of this nation is so steeped in being wrong that they can't see the forest for the trees. The trouble is, they don't want us to be able to do that either. So this is Robert the Infidel Garding with this edition of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show on this, the 14th day of December 2013. And I'm actually in the process now of still downloading my studio, which kind of puts me at a loss here. And hello, Lady Michelle. Let's continue the education of the American people on what Obama and the government officials in Washington, D.C. are continuing to do to us. On Tuesday's Mark Levin show, Congressman Paul Ryan called into the show about the new two-year budget deal that was reached, and they discussed the spending increases being immediate and the reductions being, taking place over time, like 10 years, and which Mark says it means that we may never actually see the reductions, but we will see the increases. That's the way government works, after all. Congressman Ryan talked about what is included in the budget agreement and why this will be good for the country. Also, Indiana State Senator David Long calls in about last weekend's Article 5 convention, which I just got through talking about, and what was discussed in the plan to move forward. Also, President Obama attends Nelson Mandela's funeral and shakes hands with Raul Castro, and the leftist media thinks nothing of it. Mark says that President George W. Bush did a lot more to help Africa and the South and South Africa than Obama ever has or ever will do. Finally, Senator Mitch McConnell says he's a supporter of the Tea Party, and Mark says that since when has he supported any of the Tea Party movements? Here's what's going on, folks, and we have to try to stop this or we're going to lose our country. These politicians from both sides just of the aisle just do not get it. And I'm running a little bit behind time, so I've got to play a section before I play that other bit that I was just going to do. All of us conservative nation media are proud to bring you our second annual Christmas Eve music and kids extravaganza special on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, starting at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, on Christmas Eve. You can listen to hours of great traditional American Christmas music live, or download it and listen when you need to be reminded of the true glory and meaning of Christmas. And you can only get it from our website, conservativenationmedia.com. And don't forget to have your kids write Santa a letter from our website or to santaclaus@conservativenationmedia.com, and Santa will send back a personalized email within 48 hours. From all of us at Conservative Nation Media to all of you, the warmest and most joyous Merry Christmas, and thanks for listening. I'm going to have to do this other part probably next week, but it's something that I have to do at one time or another. Now, over the years of me doing this show, you have undoubtedly heard me talk about this one. And folks, the media and the people who spin this one as controversial are the ones who are controversial. This cross has been there for a long time and was built as a memorial for the Korean War vets in 1954. And yes, if you're thinking about that one in California atop Mount Soledad, you are right. Here's what is going on now. A controversial cross on federal land in California was deemed unconstitutional by a federal judge Thursday. Of course, he's probably some liberal wacko nut, and ordered it to be removed from its current location within 90 days. The cross atop Mount Soledad, part of a veterans memorial, violates, at least according to this judge, violates the Establishment Clause of the U.S. Constitution, a federal judge in San Diego ruled. He's ruling that it violates the separation of state and church and state. Well, here's a problem. And these judges need to get educated on this. There is nothing in our Constitution that says anything about the violation, about separation of church and state. Look it up. It's not there. The only thing that they're looking at right now is the fact that split with England. We wanted to set up a government and a form of government that was not intrusive on the people. And everything's fine here. I just we ended up with about 6 inches of snow when I was out there just running around in the yard, just shoveling snow like it was going out of style, and forgot what time it was. And then I came in about half an hour ago and thought, oh, my gosh, I've got to download all my stuff into my studio, and I still don't have it all, but I'll have to deal with that when the time comes for it. But the legality of the cross was initially challenged in 2006 by the Jewish War Veterans of the United States, a group represented by the ACLU, of course. It was ruled unconstitutional in 2011 by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, but the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear the case, according to the case. The case was sent back to federal court in San Diego, where the ruling was issued. Now, I don't care what you think about this one. It is a tribute to the Korean War vets and those bleeding heart liberal type people who believe that anything that goes against the way they think has to go are the idiots. This cross has never hurt anyone and shows the love and admiration Americans have for the men who fought for our country in one of our wars. Get over it. That's all I have to say about this one. We have to deal with your controversial stuff, so deal with ours. We will be right back.
$80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Okay. Now, that was nice. I went and forgot the heck where I was, and there we go.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is, because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Okay.
Been looking for an online gathering place? You know, a familiar screen does everything you're used to, except give you grief for being a conservative? You gotta try the Tea Party community. At TPC, you'll know how everything works from the very first minute, and you'll probably find a lot of friends who are already there. Organize, communicate, share ideas, upcoming events, pictures, and videos. The Tea Party community connects and empowers like-minded, politically conservative people like you. Sign up today at teapartycommunity.com.
Yeah. And now this from Thomas Sowell, and we all know who this man is. Someone who always seems to have his head on straight. His column this time appropriately is named, "Is This Still America?" He writes, "There are no winners in the trial of George Zimmerman. The only question is whether the damage that has been done will be transient or irreparable. Zimmerman has won his freedom, but he can still be sued in civil court, and he will probably never be safe to live his life in peace as he could have before. This case made him the focus of national attention and orchestrated hate. More important than the fate of George Zimmerman, however, is the fate of the American justice system and one of the public's faith and of the public's faith in that system and in their country. People who have increasingly asked during the lawlessness of the Obama administration, is this still America? May feel some measure of relief. But the very fact that this case was brought in the first place is in the absence of serious evidence, which became ever more painfully obvious as the prosecution strained to try and come up with anything worthy of a murder trial, will be of limited encouragement as to how long this will remain America. The political perversion of the criminal justice system began early and at the top with the President of the United States. Unlike other officials who declined to comment on criminal cases that have not yet been tried in court, Barack Obama chose to say, quote, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon, unquote. It was a clever way to play the race card, as he had done before when Professor Harry Lewis Gates of Harvard was arrested. You all remember that one, I would hope. But it did not stop there. After the local police in Florida found insufficient evidence to ask for Zimmerman to be prosecuted, the Obama administration sent Justice Department investigators to Sanford, Florida, and also used taxpayers' money to finance local activists who agitated for Zimmerman to be arrested. Political intervention did not end with the federal government. The city manager in Sanford intervened to prevent the usual police procedures from being followed. When the question arose of identifying the voice of whoever was calling for help during the confrontation between Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman, the normal police procedure would have been to let individuals hear the recording separately rather than have the whole family hear it together. If you want to get each individual's honest opinion, you don't want that opinion to be influenced by others who are present, much less allow a group to coordinate what they are going to say. When the city manager took this out of the hands of the police and had Trayvon Martin's family plus Rachel Gentile all hear the recording together, that's politics, not law. This is just one of the ways that the case looked like something out of Alice in Wonderland, both in the courtroom and in the media. Educated and apparently intelligent people repeatedly said things that they seemed sincerely and even fervently to believe, but which were unprovable and often even unknowable. In addition to the testimony of prosecution witnesses after the prosecution witness undermined the prosecution's own case, some critics faulted the prosecuting attorneys, but the prosecutors had to work with what they had, and they had no hard evidence that would back up a murder charge or even a manslaughter charge for that matter. You don't send people to prison on the basis of what other people imagine or on the basis of media sound bites like shooting an unarmed child when that child was beating him bloody. The jury indicated early on in their deliberations that they wanted to compare hard evidence when they were asked for a complete list of the testimony on both sides. Once the issue boiled down to hard, provable facts, the prosecutor's loud historic assertions and sweeping innuendos were just not going to cut it. Nor was repeatedly telling or calling Zimmerman a liar effective, especially when the prosecution misquoted what Zimmerman said, as an examination of the record would show. The only real heroes in this trial were the jurors. They showed this is still America, at least for now. Despite politicians who try to cheapen or corrupt the law, this were some banana republic. Some are already calling for a federal indictment of George Zimmerman after he has been acquitted. Will this still be America then? Actually, in name, this will still be America, but not the America that was founded by the founding fathers, where smaller government, less intrusive government, and freedom of the people was the way of life, where the American people lived their lives in freedom and liberty. That America is already gone. Socialism has taken over, and the next big thing will be complete communism, folks. And if it is up to us to write this, and it really is up to us to write this ship. After all, we are the bosses, no matter what Washington has to say about that one. But it is up to us to right this ship and bring back the founding ideals of freedom, liberty, and justice for all. And the other thing about that is that we need to make the politicians step down and allow the free market to reign free again and take this country back to prosperity. We need to get government out of our lives and get them back where the Constitution says they need to be. What is going on in Washington right now is nothing but corruption and tyranny. And the ones that are doing what they can to save this country? Listen to the liberals and even the GOP establishment on this one. To them, they are the ones who have to go. The ones who are trying to save America are the ones who are destroying America. How far down the path, the wrong path, have we gone? Being right is wrong now, and being wrong is the new right. We are so screwed if we don't wake up to this fact. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is, because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Dr. Martin Luther King said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, and the worst injustice imaginable is the wrongful conviction of an innocent person. I'm Sam Thurman, host of A Just Cause Coast to Coast, Tuesdays 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, on conservativenationmedia.com. We take a look at what happens when innocent people go to jail as a result of bad evidence, wrongful prosecution, and dishonest witnesses. We use real cases of actual Americans who've been wrongfully convicted. A Just Cause Coast to Coast, Tuesdays 8 Eastern, 7 Central, conservativenationmedia.com.
Late at night on some dark dessert.
that actually was the first time I've ever done this when I left out an ad. So here it goes. One of the worst nightmares that can befall an American today is identity theft. If it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover from it at all. Don't let that happen to you. Protect yourself in advance and sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year. There is really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock and get 10% off their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and the scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com. Then click on the LifeLock banner. You'll be very glad that you did. Okay, from Deneen Morelli's Reigniting Liberty comes this one titled, Obama okays killing eagles to protect corporate ally Duke Energy. What other president could get away with saying that it was okay to kill eagles? This, if I remember right, has been illegal for all of my life anyway. Silly me. The power of big government and Obama strikes again. Remember the big to-do a while back about wind farm killing of eagles backfired on Duke Energy and would be an ongoing financial problem for wind power? How companies such as Duke Energy got what they deserved for following Obama's green energy schemes? We should have known better than to underestimate our corporatist state and the ability of President Obama to pick winners and losers. Following a $1 million court settlement over Duke Energy's wind turbines killing eagles, the Obama administration comes to the wind industry's rescue. The Interior Department's U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service issued a new rule that allows wind farms to kill eagles for 30 years. And this is not just any old eagle. If it was a bald eagle, so be it. This from the Daily Caller. The Obama administration has just given wind turbine operators the license to kill birds and eagles for 30 years, a move welcomed by the wind industry but derided by environmentalists and Republicans. And I think that's probably one of the first times I've ever heard of environmentalists and Republicans being on the same side. But there it is. The Interior Department changed a rule that now enables the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to extend the amount of time renewable energy companies can kill migratory birds and eagles in a bid to boost green energy development. Wind operators can now get a permit to kill birds for 30 years, up from 5 years. The environmentalists are not happy about the Interior Department's decision. Now, this article goes on and on and on, and the first thing that comes to mind is how the environmentalists decided that we couldn't drill for oil because we might kill some microscopic little thing that nobody had ever seen. Because it might hurt the environment if these little things suddenly disappeared. But hey, it's okay to kill the national bird with these big spinning turbines that we have also heard of these huge propellers. And we've all seen these things going down the freeway on these huge freaking trucks. Those things coming down would kill anything. And we have heard stories about how these things have come apart and destroyed stuff around them. But, oh, that's okay, just so long as we're trying to get this wind energy that will get us away from using petroleum products and things that hurt the environment. Oh, my. The thought process in Washington, D.C. on the left and of our so-called environmentalists I think doesn't exist, really. I know there's a lot of us who try to see their way of thinking, try to get ourselves do the things that we need to do, and be able to work our show, work our country without doing too much damage to it. But they want to stop everything that will help the United States, and they want to encourage things that won't do a darn bit of good. This drives me nuts, and I know it drives other people nuts. I'm not the only one here who thinks this is insane as can be. But now they're saying that, oh, hey, it's okay. Let's kill a bunch of eagles. We don't care. I mean, after all, the American bald eagle is probably one of the few things that the liberals haven't been able to go after yet. Well, they've done it now. So I guess they've figured out a way to go after even the symbol of the United States. I mean, you know, the other symbol, the flag, they've already figured that one out a long time ago. It's okay for protesters to burn the flag without any problems. They won't have any consequences done to them unless they're a Republican or something like that, or a conservative. Then there's something wrong with it there. But you get yourself your Occupy people or something like that, and you can have some Occupy person sitting it across the, taking an American flag, sitting it across the hood of a car and peeing on it or something like that. That's perfectly fine. This country has such a double standard in the ways that we have to look at things anymore that it's just totally freaking amazing. I watched today a movie that came out, I think probably in the 70s or 80s, something like that, before all this politically correct crap came out, Blazing Saddles. Now that show, with the way that we're being conditioned today, when I first saw that show when it first came out, I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was amazingly funny. I went to see it with my best friend at the time, who was a black guy, and we just thoroughly enjoyed the heck out of that movie. Today, it kind of makes you wince at some of the things that they do in that movie, and it's all because of what the left has done to us. They have made us such a wimpy, out-of-touch country that we can't defend ourselves in any way, shape, or form without being attacked by the left and saying we're doing the wrong freaking thing. We can't say anything about any people, or we'll be called racists. We can't say anything about Obama, or we're called racists by everybody on the left in the media, and even a lot of the jokers in Hollywood who have no clue what they're talking about. But this country has got to change. We have got to stop doing the stuff that we're doing. We've got to stop kowtowing to everything that the left says we have to do. If anything, that is destroying this country, not what we're doing, not what we want to do, and not what the Constitution says can do. The way this whole thing is going down now, if we don't change the way this country is going now, we might as well just give up, go home, and wait for the end to show up, because we're in a crap load of trouble if we don't. That's just, and to me, that's just the way it is. And I don't know. It just amazes me how far down the wrong freaking road we have gone. But this whole thing is insane anyway. How many of us really want, again, going back to that whole thing about the wind turbines being able to kill eagles now for the next 30 years, and if the government gets their way, they're going to be all over the freaking place. We're going to have them sitting in our backyards, for crying out loud, and on each side of each highway. We're going to have people being killed by these things coming apart on as they're driving down a highway, and one of them slices their car in half. This is something that the American people have to stand up and say, no more. We have to stand up and say, this is it. We have to stop this before this country is, well, I was going to say a laughingstock, but it already is. And Lady Michelle was talking in the chat room, talking about expected accumulations of snow have increased from 6 to 12 to 10 to 14 inches. Here they were talking yesterday of 3 to 5 inches. Now it's 6 to 8, and we've already got 6. And it's it still looks like it's snowing out there. And it's wet snow. All the trees have got snow all over the branches and everything. And all we need now is to have a little bit of rain come on top of that, and then some more snow, and then a big wind come up and have trees come down. That would probably be just as beneficial as these wind farms that the government is trying to push on us. America is still the freest country on earth, and those of us who love America know that the Constitution is the reason for our liberties. ConservativeNationMedia.com isn't going to let those leftists in Washington, D.C. take our freedoms away, and our constitutional expert, Matthew Opalisky, is leading the charge. Join Matthew every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, for the Liberty and Constitution community to learn about our rights and freedoms under the greatest governing document of all time and what you can do to protect your liberties under the Bill of Rights. The Liberty and Constitution community with Matthew Opalisky, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins. The millions of Americans who received termination notices for their insurance policies are, quote, thrilled, unquote, that they now have other options on the exchanges, says HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. They're thrilled, huh? Boy, I'll tell you, they are so out of it in Washington, D.C., they don't even know what the people are feeling. The cancellations allowed people now to be, quote, unlocked from a policy, unquote, that most actually didn't want, she explained during a House Energy and Commerce subcommittee. She went on to say, quote, a lot of individuals who received cancellation notices are thrilled with the choices that are now available to them. She conceded that there may be some people receiving cancellation notices that actually like their previous plans. Oh, you think? Which is why President Obama offered a fix that would allow insurance companies to renew the canceled plans. Now, I don't know about you, but President Obama does not have that authority. Of course, he didn't have the authority to bring in Obamacare either. But I digress. This from an article that I found in the National Review Online that was actually followed up by Rush. And he hit the nail right on the head here, folks. Nothing about Obamacare, I mean the Unaffordable Care Act, that is working, and yet the government officials can't seem to get enough of telling us all that we are so thrilled with all the options that this stupid program gives us. I am the one who added the stupid part. Rush didn't, although it would have probably been more powerful if he had said that. But government officials like Kathleen Sebelius seem to think that everyone loves this unconstitutional piece of crap, which of course we don't. the one program in Obama's presidency that should never have been allowed. It is unconstitutional and illegal. And yet, the GOP establishment is scared to death to do anything about it. All we heard from them was that we shouldn't try to stop it because it couldn't be done. Here's the problem with that. Of course it can't be done if you're not going to try it in the first place. If you don't try to do something, it ain't going to happen. So here is where the Republicans are right on that, that, you know, they ain't going to try. So, of course, it can't be done. But in that, the Republicans were just as wrong as the Democrats for giving it to us. The politicians in Washington are supposed to be there to do for us what we need, not what they want to do to us. And both parties on this one were wrong. That's just the way it is, and we will be right back. Messages.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Filets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? But everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay. I keep trying to go back here and figuring out just what I need to do, and then I lose my place and...
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Meadows, your host on Grit and Grace. Please join us every Tuesday night from 10 to 12 Eastern for an honest look at the top political and cultural issues that are affecting Americans today. That's Grit and Grace for conservative analysis that is smart and entertaining. Tuesdays, 9 to 11 p.m. Central, 10 to 12 Eastern on conservativenationmedia.com.
From CNSNews.com comes this one, and folks, I keep saying we had better start watching what is going on in to our country and what is going on in our country because of the government, or we're going to lose it. Francis Benecke, I guess is how you spell it, B-E-I-N-E-C-K-E, president of Natural Resources Defense Council, issued the following statement. This rule could lead to many unnecessary deaths of eagles, and that's a wrong-headed approach. We can and must protect wildlife as we promote clean, renewable energy. The Fish and Wildlife Service missed an opportunity to issue a rule that would do just that. This rule sets up a false choice that we intend to fight to reverse, which is good. The Interior Department's new rule allowing bird killing exposes the motivation of Obama's green energy agenda. Renewable energy is not about the environment, saving the planet, or protecting species. It's really about the nexus between power and money. The real goal is to establish a corporatist state where selected companies are protected by the government and the favored business returns the favor by supporting the ruling party's policies and campaigns. Duke Energy is a classic example of the partnership between a corporation and the Obama administration, and I hope that I'm coming through here because I keep hearing a noise in my earpiece, and I'm not really sure what that is, but I hope it doesn't mean that I'm offline or anything like that there, because everything still shows that I'm here, which is good, I guess. Sorry about that. But Duke Energy has been a huge backer of Obama and the Democrat Party. In addition to supporting Obama's green agenda, the company bailed out the Democratic National Convention in 2012 that ended up costing shareholders $6 million. From the Charlotte Observer came this one. The DNC host committee struggled to raise money under fundraising rules set by the White House that banned corporate cash contributions. By last October, a month after the convention, it had raised $24.1 million of the original $36.6 million goal. Duke's financial support of Charlotte's biggest event became a political football soon after the credit guarantee was announced in early 2011. Sidewalk protesters from FreedomWorks, a conservative group, waved "Fire Jim Rogers" signs at Duke's CEO presided as Duke's CEO presided over the company's annual meeting that spring. I have to remind you was from Deneen blog that I had started out in the first place about it. It says, Deneen and I led the protest mentioned above, and FreedomWorks, through its Market Freedom Project, is dedicated to breaking the partnership between big government and big business because it threatens free market capitalism and our liberty. Well, of course it does. The Heritage Foundation said that the budget deal thoroughly disappoints, and the conservative group offers three key facts on the sour deal. It busts through supposed spending caps. It taxes and spends. You know, the spending caps that they were talking about was put in by Obama and his White House. That an amount of money that they cannot go over. Well, this new budget goes right over that one. So it doesn't really matter, and I'm glad that you can hear me fine. But Heritage also noted that budget conferees failed to make some substantive reforms to entitlement programs, which it describes as real drivers of spending and debt. Likewise, Americans for Prosperity said the real reverses, hard-won bipartisan spending limits set by the sequester. Spending levels were set by law at $967 billion, exceeding those levels by $45 billion, takes us in the wrong direction, further from fiscal responsibility and further from the promise made to the American people. Of course, we should be getting used to that kind of thing by now, because I don't think Obama has kept a promise one since he's been in office, and he's made many of them. Well, I take that back. He did take one. He did keep one promise, that he would fundamentally change America. And, oh boy, has he ever. FreedomWorks is urging a no vote on the bipartisan plan, saying it is not acceptable to fiscal conservatives. The proposed plan would increase spending by $63 billion above the budget cap set by the Budget Control Act of 2011, the only actual spending control achieved by Congress under the Obama administration. The deal claims to offset those costs by increasing various fees and by making small reforms to the government pensions. And these new fees aren't being used to shrink government or balance the budget. They're simply amassed to help hide the breaching of the budget caps, FreedomWorks said. Representative Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, who led the Republican negotiations, said on Wednesday that the budget agreement maintains 72% of the sequester in the next year and a half, and it preserves 92% of the sequester over the life of the sequester. Well, we all know that if they're going to take this kind of thing and push it out over a number of years, it ain't going to happen. And how many times do the American people have to be screwed by this until we start thinking, now, wait a minute, if they're going to do this over 10 years, it's not going to happen. It never has. Remember the border fence that was already paid for under Bush? Where's that fence? It ain't there because they used the money for something else. He said Democrats wanted the sequester completely replaced, but we didn't agree with that. He also emphasized the importance of finding common ground with Democrats. We know that this budget agreement doesn't come close to achieving what we want to achieve on our ultimate fiscal goals. But again, if we get a step in, if we can get a step in the right direction, we're going to take that step, and that's why we're doing this, Ryan said. And finally, to end this hour, here is something that should get your blood to boiling. You know how the government and the liberal left have been waging a war against Christian Americans? Here is the latest. An atheist group has posted this controversial ad in the heart of Times Square. And there's like a big signpost out there. And here's what it says. Who needs Christ during Christmas? Nobody. And the word Christ has a giant X over it. They think that the holiday should be really about something else. But isn't Christ what the holidays are about anyway? Are you offended yet? We will be right back with the second hour of the New Wise Conservatism radio show, heard here on Conservative Nation Media, where the call-in number, if you want to be on the show, is 718-305-7176. And like I've said many times, I hope that person that has called in with that 111-11111 number is there to listen, because I will not answer a call with an unknown number like that. But we will be right back. Please stay tuned, if I can figure out where the heck I am here.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to tn4action.com. That's TN, the number 4, action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, action.com, to stand for America now.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
From the heartland of America in West Central Indiana comes the New Wise Conservatism radio show with your host, Robert Girding. We are still considered traitors to the Obama nation, especially since we broadcast from one of only two states that run their budgets in the black, conservative style. Take that, Obama. You are listening to Hour 2 of the show, where we continue working for you to give you the truth that is not told by the lamestream media and the Obama bots. We are being broadcast to you through Conservative Nation Media on Blog Talk Radio. And now, here again is your host, Robert Girding.
Okay. Are we having fun or what? This one came out of from PolitiFact, which has now changed their minds on the lie of the year, folks. This one from townhall.com says so, titled PolitiFact, on second thought, Obama's Keep Your Plan pledge in 2013 is the year's lie of the year. To me, this one is a sad reminder of just where America is today and the direction that we are heading when the president is named Liar of the Year. President Obama is at long last the recipient of an award that he actually earned. It was a catchy political pitch and a chance to calm nerves about his dramatic and complicated plan to bring historic change to America's health insurance system. If you liked your health care plan, you can keep it, President Barack Obama said, not just once, but many times of his landmark new law. But the promise was impossible to keep, and now PolitiFact has named, if you like your health care, you can keep it, the lie of the year for 2013. Readers in a separate online poll overwhelmingly agreed with richly deserved champ. Well done. And based on what's coming, this exact same line should be a strong contender for 2014's Lie of the Year, too, although Keep Your Doctor might be the early favorite. You may be wondering why Keep Your Plan didn't bring home this honor in 2010, back when it was first perpetrated upon the American people in furtherance of a political fraud. The answer? Because over the last few years, PolitiFact has been rating Obama's pants on fire claim half true. Back in 2008, they actually gave Obama's verbatim campaign promise an unqualified true score. They've also been slapping Republicans for correctly identifying the very lie that they belatedly awoken to. Just in the nick of time, it seems. Thanks, PolitiFact, for finally seeing what we have all been seeing since 2008. Took you a bunch of years, but you finally got there. We are so proud. It seems that the left-leaning fact-checker has beclowned itself while dishing out a long-overdue scolding of our mendacious president. And I can't really improve on this, even when PolitiFact after years of failure, picks up an actual lie for their award of the year, they still look awful. Well, I looked in the chat room and noticed that somebody thinks I'm saying so much but saying so little. But the problem here is, folks, is that we may be saying the same things over and over again, but people are not even noticing on this. They have to be told over and over and over and over and over again before they finally start to get what's going on. And it seems some of these people are finally starting to get it. To me, that makes it well worth saying it over and over again. If it comes down to something that might save this country, don't you think? For those who have been following the story of Saeed Abedini, the American pastor, who was sentenced to 8 years in a brutal Iranian prison for his Christian faith, were shocked to learn his name was not even mentioned during the negotiations with Iran last month. Secretary of the UN State, John Kerry, was pressed on the matter during a hearing on Tuesday, but said the United States didn't link Abedini's case directly with the nuclear issue because we believe that prejudices them. We don't want them to become hostages or pawns. Well, what do you think they are anyway? He later said the United States has never abandoned its efforts to secure the release of Abedini and two other Americans currently imprisoned in Iran. It is a constant process that we are engaged in that effort, he said. To me, that is just Washington speak that says, okay, we were caught, but here's our story. On Thursday, however, members of Congress heard from Abedini's wife when she stood on the floor of the Senate or Congress or the House and spoke. Here's what she said. When I spoke in front of the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission in March of this year, she said, I anticipated that I would battle the Iranian government for my husband's freedom. I never anticipated that I would also have to battle my own government, and that journey would become so much more difficult than it had been. My husband is suffering because he is a Christian. He's suffering because he's an American. Yet his own government did not fight for him when his captors were across the table from them. Unquote. Her husband's health is also quickly deteriorating as he is being tortured physically and psychologically. Additionally, he's living in deplorable conditions in the prison, being denied medical treatment, and faces direct threats to his life, like I said at the beginning of this one. This shows only too well just how far away from the free America that I remember we have come. And we are losing freedoms now, right and left, daily. The liberals know now that they can get away with it, and now they don't even hide the fact that they are going after everything that we hold dear. The American government right now will go to great lengths to bow to, shake hands with anyone who doesn't follow the dictates of the American law, or if they are Muslim or Islamic. It is becoming apparent to all of us that if you are a Christian or an American or both or even white in this country, the government doesn't care about you. And sadly, folks, if you don't believe me on this one, just look at what the Obama administration is doing when it comes to everything that I have just said in the last few minutes. When an American civil rights are denied or taken away by a country who hates us, then the Obama administration or the liberal left or even the GOP establishment will not do anything about it. And the lamestream media is totally negligent on this one, too, with a few gaffes when they actually get it right. But that doesn't seem to happen often. Let's face it, folks, if you are an American and a Christian in this day and age, you are screwed to the max because our government isn't going to go out of its way to help you or anyone like you. Another reason, my friends, that we have to take this country back, and the sooner the better, because I have never advocated armed rebellion against, armed rebellion against our own government. But I'm afraid that if we don't wake up and do something soon, that is what we are going to, that's what it's going to take. And then George Washington's words will come back to us. A free people ought not only be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include their own government. Listen up, folks. We don't start voting everyone who doesn't follow the Constitution and the law of the land out of office. That is where we are heading. Mark my words. Folks, my words. ConservativeNationMedia.com starts off the work week every Monday in a big way. It's Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennessee are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans' insight and most informative guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday. So make sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council. Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins. Here is another one that should show us just what the Democrats think of the free enterprise system. This one comes from Maine. Maine Democrat representative belittles truck drivers, says they're brainless. Maine Democratic House Representative Brian D. Boldeck, B-O-L-D-U-C, sent a typo and profanity-ridden email to the 11th, on the 11th of the 4th, public officials that belittled truck drivers, calling them brainless. The letter was intended to complain about the apparently reckless driving of truck drivers near his house, but it quickly descended into personal attacks. Here is the exact text of the letter from the Maine Wire identifying information, and the offensive language, of course, has been removed. From Brian Daniel on Thursday the 14th, says, I'm sending these links to you as background information. The trucks rolling down Riverside Drive are totally out of control. I have talked to the chief and the mayor about this. We need more police surveillance to crack down on this S blank, blank, blank. They rumble past our homes before they get to the bridge and turn onto the mill street, especially those GD lumber trucks. They release those brakes and our floors and windows rumble, and the sound scares pets and children in our homes. You would think the drivers would have enough common courtesy not to do this in front of residential homes, but then again, one look at them and you can see they probably don't have a whole hell of a lot of brains in their heads. I want something done about it pronto. I want a cruiser stationed at this road, on this road. You can use my driveway every day between 6:30 a.m. Now, he wants a cruiser driveway between 6:30 a.m. and 8 p.m. And he goes on to say, which is when the traffic is running. Oh, really? And he wants them there for a week, and I want to see citations stacking up, or I'll have every damn resident of this town who lives on a busy street in that city council chamber. Now, I have been a truck driver in my last job for almost 6 years. I drove a truck, and it is very apparent to me that when you push on the brakes, they make a noise. When you drive the trucks, they make a noise. There is no way around this. The whole thing is, if you're coming down a residential street, you're going to have to put on the brakes somewhere, preferably not just before you hit something. So I don't see these truck drivers as being someone who's people who are out of control. They're just driving their trucks, for crying out loud, just because the brakes make noise. But my idea on this one is, if this so-called representative wants the trucks quiet, he should get off his lazy ass and invent one so that he and his precious household is never disturbed by those dastardly, noisy truckers again. I swear. These people in Washington and in our government are so stupid that they can't even realize just how few working brain cells they actually have left. Maybe working for the government does that to you after a while. Hmm? We will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Conservative Nation Radio, where we still say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
I don't believe it. My savings are gone.
Okay, think. Where'd you have them last?
I was home, then I spent them on that vacation and this tiny suit of armor. Now they're gone.
Weird. Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. Oh, I broke his little gauntlet.
Oh, no.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Kathy Henners, your host of Daily Roll Call on conservativenationmedia.com. Whether you're surrounded by friends and family or far away protecting our country, may you find joy, love, and peace. Merry Christmas.
Think you have heard it all about Obama and his birth? Well, apparently not. From WorldNet Daily comes this one, and this one's a new one, titled Universe-Shattering Twist in Obama Birth Probe. Arapaho investigator says this is beyond the pale of anything you can imagine. Okay, so what's it all about? Zulo explained that because it's an active investigation that could produce criminal charges, he's unable to reveal details at the moment. But allegations, he said, which go far beyond a fraudulent birth certificate, could be public as early as March. The issue arose once again because of the death Wednesday in Hawaii of a state health department chief, Loretta Fuddy, in a plane crash. She was an official who waived state prohibitions and provided to the White House a copy of a document that Obama presented to the public as his birth certificate. It's the document that Arpaio's investigation has concluded is fraudulent. The birth certificate dispute dates back to before 2008 election. Critics, including Hillary Clinton, raised the issue about Obama's status as a natural-born citizen, not defined in the Constitution. It probably was thought at the time of the writing of the Constitution to be someone born of two citizen parents. I've always been told that it was someone who was born in the United States. Arpaio assigned his cold case posse into the issue before the 2012 election when constituents approached him and asked him to check whether Obama would be an ineligible candidate on the presidential election ballot. In recent radio interview with Gallup's Zulo affirmed the investigation had been expanded to the county sheriff's office and was moving in a direction that was not anticipated by us. The whole issue is more nefarious than you can imagine, Zulo said, crediting Alteo for ordering the investigation and sticking with it. He knows in his gut that something is wrong, Zulo said. Dozens of lawsuits have been filed without success. One case is pending before the Alabama Supreme Court for which Zulo provided evidence. Zulo has testified that the White House computer image of Obama's birth certificate contains anomalies that are unexplainable unless the document had been fabricated piecemeal by human intervention rather than being copied from a genuine paper document. Obama has, in fact, not offered any verifiable authoritative document of any legal significance or possessing any evidentiary value to the origins of his purported birth narrative or the location of the birth event, he explained. One of our most serious concerns is that the White House document appears to have been fabricated piecemeal on a computer constructed by drawing together digitized data from several unknown sources. Zulo has also noted that the governor of Hawaii was unable to produce an original birth certificate, birth document for Obama, and it should have been easy to find. More recently, Grace Vuoto of the World Tribune reported that among the experts challenging the birth certificate is certified document analyst Reed Hayes, who has served as an expert for Perkins Coie, the law firm that has been defending Obama in eligibility cases. Now, I brought that up because this story came out this week, and there has been scrutiny now as to whether Senator Ted Cruz is eligible to become president. Lovely, huh? This from the left that called us all racist for wanting to do the same thing to Obama. Again, from WND comes this one. Compare the media scrutiny Senator Ted Cruz has received as a possible presidential candidate in 2016 to what happened in 2008 with Barack Obama. It's a day and night contrast. Simply asking questions about Obama got you labeled a racist. It only got worse after he was elected. And everyone who did raise the question about it in the media, you don't really see anymore. They have all just sort of dropped off the radar. Have you seen Jerome Corsi, the two-time New York Times number one bestseller on television much? Same thing. Corsi wrote Where's the Birth Certificate, which became the best-selling book in the nation before it was even released. That's what prompted Obama to release a badly manufactured simulation of an actual birth certificate, and I'm trying to figure out where the heck I am now. 20. Oh, man. I just totally lost myself here. I'm not exactly sure where the heck I descended to. Probably heck. But it prompted Obama to release a badly manufactured simulation of an actual Hawaii birth certificate 2 years ago, and he got away with it. And could you see Bush or Reagan getting away with that? No, I didn't think so. Jerome then followed up with the book, Where's the Real Birth Certificate? But this brilliant Harvard PhD and senior staff writer for WND has since become TV's new invisible man. Never mind that the only law enforcement investigation into Obama's birth certificate found that it was a fraud and a forgery. It didn't matter. The media, besides WND, have steadfastly refused to report the facts for fear of being labeled part of the conspiracy. Most all members of Congress know the truth, but they fear talking about it because of what the media will do to them. They know the facts about Obama will never get a fair hearing in the establishment press. Even some of the media are cowed into silence. It's just a subject they know you can't talk about without being pilloried and ridiculed with the vilest name-calling by Obama's palace guard and defenders of Obama who dominate the press. Then Ted Cruz comes along, and what happens? Every media outlet in the country is questioning his constitutional eligibility. Well, after Obama, what does it matter anymore? And, of course, folks, We have to accept this as part of the vetting process that every presidential candidate has had to go through. Everyone but Barack Hussein Obama, that is. To do the same to him would be nothing more than racism, or so the left says. It seems like the left wants it both ways. If things aren't going their way, then they have the right to change, and all of a sudden we don't have, it's exactly the same thing as what happened in the Senate this last week when Harry Reid changed that ruling that helped the minority to not be completely obliterated when they're a minority. And this law, this ruling had been in since Thomas Jefferson's time, from everything I've been able to find. But Harry Reid says, oh, we can't have these people constantly going against us because it stops what we want to do. Yeah, that's what it was made for. It was made to slow government down so that it doesn't ramrod things through to the people that shouldn't be done. But Harry Reid can't see this. This isn't what it was for. It was because the Denver Republicans were being obstructionists and they were only trying to help the United States by doing what they were doing. Uh-huh. But I can really see that coming back to bite the Democrats on the butt if the American people ever get smart enough to vote all those idiots out of office and put people in who really want to follow the law of the land. Then the Democrats, if that happened, the Democrats would be in the minority, and then all of a sudden they'd say, hey, wait a minute. We need that rule that we got rid of. Let's put it back in. The Republicans will allow that, won't they? The sad part about that, and it sounds kind of ridiculous to kind of say it that way, but the sad part about it is that we always have. We've always allowed them to do that. They've always come off and say, oh, we can't have that right now. We're in the minority. That kind of hurts us. Let's get rid of that for now. And then when they become the majority, they sit there and they come back and they say things like, oh, yeah, that's exactly the way it should be. We should get rid of this ruling so that the minority can't stop us from doing what we want to do, even though we wanted to do the same thing to them and get rid of that for them so they couldn't stop us. I don't know what this country is coming to. But I'll tell you one thing, folks, if we don't change this, this country's gone. We will be right back after these important messages. Let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationmedia.com, you're a conservative. You love America just like we do, and you don't want to get caught short in case the leftist government drops the ball and leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family. And your pipeline to those essentials is right here at conservativenationmedia.com. Just go to our website, conservativenationmedia.com, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative and emergency survival needs. Wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds, starting right now. Just go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the Patriot Depot banner and join the conservative revolution, where America always wins.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Molon LeVay Challenge Coins and Wares. Similar to challenge coins used by various military units, these MLCCW coins are ideal for anyone that champions the right to keep and bear arms by highlighting the Second Amendment and the Greek phrase Molon LeVay, which translated means come and take them. Come check out our pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and pro-Second Amendment coins and shirts at MLCCW.com. That's MLCCW.com.
Hi everyone, this is Reba McEntire for RAD. You know, I see a lot of funny things traveling all over this beautiful country of ours, but one thing that's not very funny is when someone gets in a car trying to drive when they're drunk. Take their keys away from them, because friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This one, have you heard about the Constitution free zones we have in our nation? They exist in the United States. From the politichicks.com, comes, which is a voice for the conservative woman, comes this one. Excuse me. According to the ACLU, almost two-thirds of the United States people who live here live in a Constitution free zone. What, you may ask, is a Constitution-free zone? The Constitution-free zone is a 100-mile wide strip that outlines the entire United States. Within these boundaries, federal agents such as the Border Patrol can search and seize electronic devices without a warrant and for literally any reason, basically annihilating a person's Fourth Amendment rights. Reading from the article, it continued. I have never heard of the Constitution-free zone until my mother, who lives near the Canadian border, mentioned it in a recent conversation. I was completely shocked when she told me what it was, and I was also terrified considering I live in Florida and almost the entire state is considered a Constitution-free zone. I think the entire state is considered a Constitution-free zone because none of it's 100 miles from the ocean on any point, I think. But these wide-ranging rules were instated by the Bush administration in 2008 and have been used countless times since. According to a Wired magazine article, 6,500 people between 2008 and 2010 had their electronic devices search the border, and who knows how many people since have had their Fourth Amendment rights violated. The DHS conducted an investigation into their search and seize practices starting in 2009, but the investigation wasn't available until earlier this year. Their investigation concluded that imposing a requirement that officers have reasonable suspicion in order to conduct a border search of an electronics device would be operationally harmful without commitment commitment, civil rights, civil liberties, benefits. In September of this year, the New York Times ran an article saying that the Department of Homeland Security uses these Constitution-free zones as a way around a search warrant. They will put a travel alert on a specific person of interest who is not involved in any criminal activity. and use the border as a way to seize their personal electronic devices. This type of behavior by the DHS should make conservatives very uncomfortable, considering the Obama administration's open hostility towards conservatives and us. If the double talk and stuff doesn't stop, and stop with the lying and doing the things that are not in our best interest, we really are running in a way that is doing, you know, irreparable damage to this country. And it also brings back to us that a few years back we got a whole lot of news on the killing of Brian Terry. Well, today is the third anniversary of the day that the Border Patrol agent was gunned down. And the question is still being asked, where is the outrage throughout the United States and throughout the world with respect to what took place there? I can tell you, the leftist media and the liberals in government do not think it is important, which is one of the reasons why we need to do something about all the crap that is being handed to us in our, by our own government. The government in America I grew up in would have had the answers to that one by now and would have had them a long time ago. But this government doesn't care. Terry was, after all, an American defending our borders. Why would our government care anything about that? Now, I ask these questions because it is something that has bothered me for a long time now. Why is it that if something has anything to do about America and being American or Christian, for that matter, such a bad thing to our own government? Shouldn't they be there to defend us? Shouldn't they be there to do good things for us? All I see Obama doing for anything good is when he stands up for our enemies or someone who has died. Well, I take that back. He snubbed England when Margaret Thatcher died. He was invited to attend the funeral, and it wasn't important enough for him to take the time to go to show you people that Obama just cares nothing for America. Before we start waking up to stop him and the government that he is forming. And the end is coming. And Mark Levin said the other day, when the spiral starts, it will be impossible to stop. America will be in its death spiral then, and there will be nothing we will be able to do about it. But we still have some time to stop this, so why aren't we doing it? This whole thing about what is going on in this country, and you know how the government is telling us one thing when we all know what they're saying is completely wrong. We really have to start waking up. But this whole thing about the Constitution free borders. If you want to see the map, I have it up on one of the photos, actually three of the photos that you can see if you go to Blog Talk Radio and listen to my show in my show page, and you will see the photos that we usually have that repeat themselves after over and over throughout the show. I put three of them in there of the Constitution free zones in America. And I don't live in one, but who knows? You know, maybe Obama will think that they're just not wide enough and make it 200 miles from any border or ocean or area that he decides he needs to get into. But like I said, you will see the photo of the common constitution-free zones, and then maybe you will understand why certain states are prone to being totally and completely liberal and constitutionless. ConservativeNationMedia.com is growing, and we couldn't think of a better way to expand our lineup than to give our very own Bing Fisher his very own show. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and love of America to American by Design, Sundays in the evening at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central. That's tomorrow, immediately following, well, no, it's not immediately following Soldier of Patriotism, as Michael Smith is now on hiatus until after the first of the year. I'm not exactly sure when he is coming back, but he had to take some time off, which actually is a pretty darn good time for him because it's around Christmas time. Spend all his time with his family, which is cool. But we have American by Design with Michael, with Uncle Bing Fisher. So stay with Conservative Nation Media 7 days a week since we're making some big changes and we're just getting started. American by Design with Bing Fisher, Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. Remember a few, we had this, I had started this story about a few weeks back about the killing, a few years back about the killing of Brian Terry, and today being the third anniversary of his death. We are still working on trying to figure out what the heck happened down there. Our government doesn't care. They don't want to find out what happened down there because, in my opinion, they already know. They just don't want to let anybody else know about it. And to me, that just gives us all another reason, our government. And of course, you know, if you're Christian or something other than a minority, then you might as well just kiss everything goodbye because the government isn't going to help you if you suddenly need help now, are they? But like I had said before, that you know, Mark Levin had talked about this and said that the end is coming and that when the spiral towards the end starts, it will be impossible to stop. And that is so true. If you, a good way to describe this one is if you're on ice and you suddenly go into a skid and you get your car completely turned around and heading into a ditch or over the edge of a cliff, can you stop it? Chances are you can't. Momentum has already been set. Momentum has already got you going over the edge. And once that edge is reached, and that's what we're looking at here. And we do still have some time to stop this. And I hope that soon I'll be able to ask a different question rather than, so why aren't we doing it? We will be right back for the final segment of the show after these messages.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today. With an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. And thank you for your service.
driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com. Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Okay, and finally we here at New White Conservatism Radio want to leave you with our weekly thought of the day. It seems that all week long I have been watching the representatives in our own government talking shit about America, sorry about the French, but that's not the only word I can come up with that really explains what's going on, and giving us fits about what we are standing for and what we should stand for. To them, the Harry Reids and the John Boehners and the John Kerrys and the Barack Obamas of our government care nothing about what it will take to save this country. All they care about is the way to be deceiving to the American people so they can make us think they are doing the right things, all the while they are continuing with the policies that have taken us to a place that we are in now and we never wanted to be. Certain doom for the country if we don't change our ways. The American people are, thankfully, waking up. I certainly hope that they get fully awake before our country is already down the toilet. And the sad part is the spiral to the point of going down the drain has started. When are we going to rise up and stop this? Now, I know you hear me talk about what our government is doing wrong week by week, and you are probably getting tired of hearing it. But it is important to hear, and hear often, if you are not willing to get off the couch and fight for this country. After all, as Reagan so famously said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same, or one day we will all spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. We are quickly getting to that point where we will be telling our children and their children about what America once meant to us. And the inevitable question from them will most likely be, why didn't you do something to stop that? Now, granted, there will be those of us who can actually tell them that we thought that we did everything we could do to stop this trend towards the destruction of our country. And many more will tell their children that they did everything they could also, but that will be a lie. When we stand by and do nothing, when someone in government tells us on national television that there was nothing they could do to stop this, then we are just as much to blame for America's demise as they are. We have to realize here, folks, that it is up to us, actually the bosses of those in Washington, D.C., and the capitals all over this nation. It is time for us to stop and turn and tell those employees of ours to stop with the double talk, stop with the lying, stop with the doing things that are not in our best interest. We need to put our foot down and demand that the representatives in Washington and the president too follow the dictates of the Constitution and stop thinking of themselves as the leaders but the employees of the American people. For without us, they are nothing. And with us, they are nothing but overly paid nothings. They don't do their jobs, and yet they have become the best liars in the world, knowing how to say a lie and make it seem like they are really in it for the people. And the ones that are actually there for the people, I have seen them canonized by the establishment politicians of both parties and put down as terrorists and extremists for trying to save America. Well, if that is the name of that patriotic Americans are now taking, then I am proud. Then I am a proud terrorist extremist patriot who wants nothing more than my country being saved from the socialistic, demonistic wasteland that it is being led towards. And if we do not start thinking of it in that way, and that we need to stop government from overspending like they have the habit of doing, then we are just as much to blame for America's demise as those in Washington, D.C. are. Maybe more, because we sat back and allowed it to happen. Because of that, I am sorely disappointed in Americans for being led down the path to destruction and socialism with no fight, when we all know that socialism never works, because you eventually run out of other people's money. Look around the corner. That is already here. Now, every week I give the lineup of the shows here on conservativenationmedia.com, bringing your way through Blog Talk Radio, brought to you on your way through Blog Talk Radio, common sense programming that, if you listen to, will help you set yourself on the right path. Those shows will give you the ammo that you need as a freedom-loving American to fight the war for our country that the left has waged on us, and we need to win it. And finally, here's this one. Chief Justice Roberts concluded in Part 3-B that the individual mandate must be construed as an imposing a tax on those who do not have health insurance, if such a construction is reasonable. The most straightforward reading of the individual mandate is that it commands individuals to purchase insurance. But for reasons explained, the Commerce Clause does not give Congress that power. It is therefore necessary to turn to the government's alternative argument that the mandate may be upheld within Congress's power to, quote, lay and collect taxes, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1, in pressing its taxing power argument, the government asks the court to view the mandate as imposing a tax on those who do not buy that product, because every reasonable construction must be resorted to in order to save a statute from unconstitutionality. Folks, listen. It's a tax. It originated in the U.S. Senate. It's unconstitutional because all tax bills must originate in the U.S. House of Representatives. Wake the hell up. On Sundays, on our lineup, we have American by Design with Uncle Bean Fisher. This is Engineer's Insight and Love of America. This show could really bring you some great ideas and ideals for what America is and what America should be. This show airs on Sunday evenings as tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central. Give our uncle a listen. I think you will agree it is a great show. On Monday, we have Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. Dave is a great way to start off the week with his Veterans Insight and most informative guests to bring you another great show to listen to on Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Tuesdays, we have two shows, A Just Cause with Sam Thurman and Cliff Stewart. There is nothing more outrageous to an American to find out about an innocent being convicted of a crime they didn't commit. These two give you an insight into the dark side of our judicial system at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Also on Tuesdays is Grit and Grace show, radio show with Jennifer Meadows. She has been carrying the conservative message on the net for years, and now she's here on conservativenationmedia.com, Tuesdays after A Just Cause at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central. On Wednesdays, we have our leader, who is some guy from Delaware named Duke Brooks, with his show Radio Free America. Our man, Duke, has a great radio voice, and his show with hanger flying right-wing politics and American history is always interesting and fun to listen to. On Thursdays is one of our new shows, The Liberty and Constitution Community with Matthew Opalisky. His expertise on the Constitution will give you great information to continue the fight for this country as the war that is being waged against us. It airs on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. On Fridays, we have Daily Roll Call with Kathy Henners, a retired law enforcement officer who served her community in New York State for years and now serves America by keeping a watchful eye out for the troublemakers in this nation and the world, like the Muslim Brotherhood. That is Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern and 7 Central. Saturdays, you are treated with my show, and hopefully next week, well, next week I will be more prepared because it's a annual show for me. But it's the New Wise Conservatism show with yours truly, the infidel with a voice of reason in this unreasonable world, even when I'm struggling, I think. All this on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. See, just like I've been telling you. ConservativeNationMedia.com is a network that is growing by leaps and bounds. Obama and his minions couldn't stop us even if they tried, if they followed the Constitution. But, hey, they don't do it anyway. Of course, folks, you and I all know that that isn't an option for this administration because they're working hard to actively destroy that Constitution and are doing more as I speak. So until next week, my friends, keep up the good work and save our great republic and keep God in it so he can help us return to this nation back to its rightful place by helping us to remove the scum that has invaded the White House and Congress. Here at New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, we will continue our fight to bring you the information that you need to continue your fight for this nation's future as long as we have an America to fight for. The information is crucial because make no mistake, folks, that is the war we are now finding ourselves in, the fight to save our nation, our children, and their children, because freedom is not free. It has to be fought for, or it dies by the wayside, roadside, and all the other casualties of the left, so we can be armed with the weapons to fight the left's war on America. Until next week, my patriotic friends, fight for what is right and against what is wrong. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. See you all again next week when I will be doing my 6th annual Christmas show. Until then, God bless you all.